Where are we heading in terms of the next generation of trials and HER2 positive patients? I know that you all met with Denny Slaman last night. Can you talk about sort of what some of your thinking is in terms of the next step?
Well, I think the next logical challenge for us would be to try and combine bevacizumab with Herceptin, especially in light of the data from advanced disease and some pretty compelling, although preliminary, preclinical data. So I think the challenge is really to address that issue, knowing that some of the hurdles that have to be overcome are formidable, that we have the same population that we have for the B31 and the 98-31 analysis, which is 25% of the node-positive population. We have made significant gains with Herceptin in that population. So if we want to improve on that by adding bevacizumab, for example, I think the sample size is going to be, very robust in order to show superiority for the addition of bevacizumab to a Herceptin combination.
Although I guess what would make things a lot easier would be if you could identify who the people are who are higher risk for relapse. And I know Soon Peik is doing some really exciting work. You presented at the meeting yesterday. Can you sort of summarize that?
Well, Soon showed that the 25% of HER2 positive patients, which is 25% of the overall node negative population, the 20% that overexpressed c-MYC were the ones that appeared to have the greatest benefit from adding Herceptin. So I think we can strive to identify those patients who are going to get the greatest benefit, but that doesn't really buy you a whole lot when it comes time to doing the trial, because again, you're not going to limit it to 20% of a population that's only 25% of the node positive group. Because although they have a far more robust benefit from Herceptin, those patients without c-MYC still benefit from it.
Another, I guess, question would be the safety of bevacizumab and trastuzumab together. We're talking about the adjuvant setting now. Any particular concerns there? I was wondering, Dr. Slane was talking to me about question of the hypertension with bevacizumab and will that cause some kind of afterload and how that'll interact with trastuzumab and chemotherapy. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's a concern. I think that ideally it would be nice to test bevacizumab and Herceptin on the least cardiotoxic template that we could find that shows efficacy. I think that if one were to wish to use the standard of AC taxane and simply add bevacizumab, one would wish to have some pilot data that would assuage concerns that you're not going to increase a cardiac signal. As things stand now, I think that, TCH seems to show the lowest degree of cardiotoxicity. So that certainly would be a candidate for a template unto which bevacizumab can be added.